Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and you are in the right place. Really good show, really good broadcast today. Dr. Randy Short, who does a lot of work, senator in Washington, D.C., I believe. He is a friend of Larry Pinkney. Friends of Larry Pinkney are friends of ours. And so he's recommended Dr. Short and vice versa. And so we're very happy to have him on. His perspective, he has a video, Black, White, and Blue, kind of detailing the black community, the Democratic Party, what's been done, where we are with certain things. We'll get his perspective on a variety of issues, abortion, the Gay Equality Act, the just where we are in general, the slavery reparations. We'll talk about it. It's going to be a very interesting discussion, so stick around for that. Joseph Meyer's going to pop in. The markets have been acting crazy. We want people to at least stay abreast. We think these are very important to some people. You know, the stock market means nothing, and I understand that, and I wish it meant nothing to any of our lives. But unfortunately, it does mean something. Whether you're in the stock market or not, these discussions become important on the fringes of our lives. So Joseph Meyer's been very accurate. He's very insightful. So we're going to have him for a quick update for a little bit. And, of course, Uncle Kevin's here to go over the news. Uncle Kevin, how are you this morning?
It's great to be here, and I'm doing great.
Did you have a good weekend?
Had a wonderful weekend. You?
Yes, I did good. Did you hear that there was hail in Mexico?
No, I did not hear that. When did you hear that?
Yeah, like three in the Jalisco? How do you pronounce it? I don't know how you pronounce it. Anyway, there's 3 feet of hail in that city.
Did it happen to be over a corn field or something like that to destroy it?
No, it's in the town center, I believe. I didn't read extensively on it. But it just goes to show you how crazy. I mean, woof. Boy, if you're anywhere in the Midwest or some of these other places around the world, France, the heat is record numbers.
Yeah, they're spraying us like crazy, trying to change our weather, try to destroy our crops, and it's not good.
Who's they? We always say they. What does that mean?
Globalists, CIA.
Somebody.
Yeah, somebody.
Somebody is.
Somebody. Aliens. Somebody's doing it.
Somebody. You know, do crazy weather things happen? Yes, of course,
crazy weather things happen.
But come on, this has been...
And it's all over the world. I mean, it's all over the world.
It certainly lends a credence to what Dane has been talking about on Geoengineering Watch.
And it just seems to be happening around where people are growing food.
Well, not in this place in Mexico. It's both places.
You can't control it, but it seems like in the areas.
Certainly the flooding in the Midwest has been a big thing.
Africa, same thing. They're getting hail down in Africa, killing their crops.
Well, speaking of Mexico, the Democratic Party, at least Beto, you know, Beto O'Rourke.
I know.
What's his real name? Is it Richard? I can't even remember. Robert. His real name's Robert.
I know.
Beto is a Mexican restaurant that sells burritos.
Yeah, where did he pick up that catchy name from?
I don't know. He's Irish. I don't know. I guess he got it from his at St. Patrick's Day. Maybe it's an old Irish name for the family. Anyway, he's going to go start campaigning a little differently. He's going to go start campaigning in Mexico. I'm serious. I mean, that's a report for here. He's going to go down there to talk to the people who've been wronged by the American policies.
You mean got thrown out? He's going to
I don't know.
To people.
That's enough
to people
of him.
I'm done with him too. He's a moron.
Well, you're just like calling me. You're fired
up
this morning.
I'm up. I had to get up for this. I'm mad.
Oh, our guests are so, I know there's everybody listening is like, oh, Uncle Kevin's so put out that he's had to be here to talk to us this morning. Let's start with, I don't know if it's the biggest news, it's certainly one of the biggest news. I think the residual effects of this, the outlying effects of this are a very big story. Let's talk about Kim in North Korea and talk about Putin. Your reaction to Trump going across the DMZ to shake hands with
Kim? Yeah, he's the first one to do it. I love it.
Why?
Opens up the door. I think, you know, I don't think anything's going to happen, you know, immediately, but down the line, I think we're going to settle all this garbage between us.
Between North Korea and the United States.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this in context.
They're losing too much. I mean, they want to be like South Korea with all that, you know, South Korea is a juggernaut for
economy.
Economy, yeah.
Put this in context of Putin. Now, Putin had some pretty, very provocative quotes.
He did.
What are some of the things that piqued your interest there. What he said.
Putin said that globalism has become obsolete and that multiculturalism is no longer tenable.
It's a failure.
It's a failure.
It can't work.
Yeah.
Tribalism works because there's a reason tribalism works, and you can attach whatever word you want to it. And people working together.
And that's not racism. Tribalism is totally different than racism.
You know, people working together, common goal, common beliefs, mm-hmm. whatever, that works.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's the only thing that works.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I have a little different. Anyway, let me get your take on all these two, because the media is killing them. Bloomberg, there's a big article. Basically, Trump is bringing tyrants from around the world out of the cold or something. You know, what's your feeling?
I think the Trump and Putin are going to get together to bring down the banks, because Putin hates the banks as much as Trump does, because they destroyed the old Soviet Union.
Well, this is kind of we didn't talk about this before the show, mm-hmm. but that's kind of thoughts I had. You know, think about North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
The Rockefeller Banking, international banking is not, does not have the hooks in North Korea.
No, they don't.
Does not have it in Iran.
Don't.
Like you said, it's got its hooks in Russia, but
right.
Russia doesn't want their hooks in
exactly.
it. Exactly. Putin doesn't.
It destroyed the old Soviet Union.
It seems like
it stole all their wealth, like they've done to the United States.
It seems like Trump is aligning himself with people who have common goals around the world.
Yes.
The media is castigating him for it, but hey, you know what? We're creating a team. Look, we're on board. We're ready to do. We're going to push a hole through this old system here. We're not letting these bankers control us anymore.
It
may be the underlying current here.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Good analysis.
Well, it's just an educated guess. It's not real. I wasn't in on the conversation.
It would be fun to sit down and listen to that conversation.
You know, I should have asked Daniel Estlin with that because he's got such good Russian contacts.
Mm-hmm.
Next time he comes on.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll call him this afternoon and ask him.
Yeah.
That's an important question.
Still trying to soak in that profound statement, the last 20 minutes of the show the other day.
Well, even the first part about Google was unbelievable.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
The middle of last week, I don't remember the date, Daniel Estlin was on, and if you want to understand the meaning of life in 20 minutes, you know, I've heard, you know, pretty good sermons in my life, and I don't know if I could remember a 20-minute sermon any better than what he gave.
Absolutely. You broke it down, and you go, wow, just wow.
All right, let's get to rest of the news. Hong Kong, that situation, you know, they're protesting over the China, basically, legally.
That's what we need. We need millions of people out in the street.
Too much fluoride.
That's exactly right.
too much fluoride. But anyway, the protesters are not going away. They stormed the legislature. They smashed doors and walls. They're pretty fired up.
That's what we need in this country.
The flag was replaced by a black sign which reads, "There is no way left." On the reserve, the message read, "There's no rioters. There's only tyranny." So people are... You know,
they want their freedom over.
Yeah, they don't want to hear it. We're not rioters. We don't want to hear about this flag. We don't want to hear it. Look, there's tyranny. And China spells equals tyranny.
Yes.
That's what they feel in Hong Kong, certainly.
And taking those people back to China and trying them is just what they did in the revolution.
And that's what Britain did to America.
Mm-hmm.
They would drum up any charges. And why we have the Seventh Amendment, trial by a jury of your peers.
That's right.
That's why that is in there. Absolutely. In there. Nigel Farage in Britain, it kind of sounds a lot like Putin. Should we, you know, not like him too? We must, quote, end globalist drive to outsource people's sovereignty to elites. That's what this is about.
Exactly what it's about.
What he encapsulated it a little better than Putin did. Probably because he speaks English and the translation's a little off, but who are you? We've been saying this over and over mm-hmm. and over again. Even Daniel Estlin in that Ooh. Visit was talking about who are you. You know, you got to answer this question. Who are you? So are you endowed by your creator with certain unalienable rights, or are you subject to a growing state concern? What are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Which one? So
what will you die for?
You know, what are you living for?
Right.
What will you live for, and what will you give that life
That's
for?
That's right.
Those are very important questions.
Mm-hmm. Would you give that life to free your children of debt?
Well, that's Patrick Henry. Give me liberty or give me death. The greatest speech ever in the history of this country. One of the greatest speeches without question throughout history ever was Patrick Henry. And that is the American
question. We're getting close to that time.
That is the American, you know, talk about the American ideals, you know, who we are.
Mm-hmm.
The American question is the American political question is what Patrick Henry asked. Is life so dear, peace so sweet, to be purchased at the price of change and slavery? Is your life worth more than freedom, or is freedom worth more than your life? That is the American question.
And right. And people are going to have to make up their mind here coming up pretty soon.
Well, every small decision that they make, it's not, you know, it's not life or death whether your children go to public school or not. It's not life or death right now.
Right now, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So all these little decisions, they become freedom,
yes.
Death, life, death, culture. Mm-hmm. Daniel says the, what do you call it? The, no future society.
Yeah. You want your kid to have no future? And it's going that way.
Right. No future society choices, all these little choices. So that's for you to decide. Do you think religious persecution only occurs in America? Think again. Australian rugby stars anti-gay. See, notice the words here.
Yeah.
Wall Street Journal.
Yes.
Anti-gay post exposes fault lines over religious freedom. They could have said, religious post on homosexuality, homosexual post. They could have said anti-gay post.
Right.
See how these words are used?
Yep.
Anyway, Israel Folau, I think I'm pronouncing this right. He's a big rugby star. He's not a small.
Never heard of him.
Well, you have now. This is important.
Okay.
He wrote I think it's on Instagram or Facebook or something, and talk about his religious feelings that homosexuals, it's wrong, it's against the Bible, and that people are going to go to hell if they continue.
What's wrong with that? It's his feelings.
Right, it's his feelings, and not only that, it's in the Bible.
Right.
It's his religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Do they have free speech over in Australia?
Well, that's the question here that this case is going to. Anyway, the sport team, the rugby, this is not just anybody. This is a very high-level rugby athlete.
Is it like the Dallas Cowboys in America?
The team? No, I don't think the team, but him and his league. Right, the rugby league.
Okay.
He's a very good player. I don't think, is he the best? You know, I don't know, but he's very good. It's not just anybody. The team canceled his contract. They fired him. They fired him. And so now it's going to court, and he's looking for big damages, of course.
I hope he wins.
Well, I think he's got a good chance of winning. The head of Australia is supposedly a Christian, and this is
beyond the pale.
You can agree or disagree. How can you fire somebody for basically quoting the Bible?
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. See, that's what you know. I'm getting back to Daniel's. I thought about Daniel's interview all weekend.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
You know, not on and off.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that Christianity is so attacked, all the things that matter, the, you know, common good, the greater good, all the true greater good of a society, families and that continuation and children and all that, the real, not, you know, not giving power to the state and letting the state control and manipulate people. It's too different. It's a false paradigm. But the thing that upholds all those things that Daniel was discussing is the Christian religion, the Christian belief. Christian belief. Now, have Christians done a heck of a lot of bad? Yes, of course
they
have, ladies and gentlemen. But Christianity, at its basic core, upholds family, mother, father, moral decisions, moral education, morality. And that is the basis of a future society, not a no future society, is what you're looking at. No future society, people are easily controlled. So why do you think Christians are now coming under attack? Why do you think this will continue unless Christians stop it? Because the people who want a no future society want to control, manipulate you, and want the power to rise up to this centralist state system, a la 1984, a la Harrison Bergeron, a la, you know, Fahrenheit 451, all those stories. They have a vested interest in you not having those anchors. See, Christianity, like it, leave it, or lump it, in its basic form, is an anchor to society. Our founding fathers knew that. Our founding fathers said that repeatedly.
Yep.
So this story, although it's Australia, this is a worldwide story.
Oh, worldwide. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a big story.
Big story.
Speaking of another, of course, we went through this about a lifetime ago in America with the restaurants and whatever. But now it's going the opposite in South Africa. Boycott by whites of South African restaurant reflects growing sense of grievance. Now, in South Africa right now, white farmers are being run off the land.
Some are being killed, I've heard.
Some are being killed.
Yep. They won't leave. They won't sell out. So the mobs come in and kill them. That's what I've heard.
And even political leaders are going out saying that that's a what's wrong with that? I can't remember the guy's name. I can see him. But so now they're white people are protesting certain restaurants who are kind of supportive of this system and of, basically sitting by and doing nothing while this is going on. And that's interesting. Where is the outrage about racism? Where is, you know, Antifa? Where is Black Lives Matter on this? Where, you know, where are all these groups who scream about racism, scream about inequality, scream about social justice? Where are they now?
Silent.
Silent. Tells you a lot. You don't need guns to kill people, and guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
If you need a real clear example of this, go to London. There's a big incident over the weekend. A pregnant woman was stabbed to death. She was 8 months
Sick.
Pregnant. Did you hear this story?
Yeah,
she's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
The child is fighting for his life. And no gun was used. I mean, there's more murders in London than New York now. And
yes.
They have extremely strict gun regulations. And it's not stopping violence. To
sure.
say that gun control stops violence is
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Across the world, recreational drug use surges worldwide. It's growing pretty steadily.
Exponentially.
Worldwide, exponentially. In America, it's growing steadily.
Right.
Because it was pretty high already.
But, a lot of people are high all the time.
This is a United Nations study. I don't doubt it, though. I've seen other people basically say the same thing. In America, opioid deaths are insane.
Was it 70,000 or something like that?
I've seen that number. I've seen various numbers.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like anything, trying to get a straight number about these things.
Yeah.
But it's somewhere north of 50,000, I think,
mm-hmm.
is safe to say.
It's more than car wrecks, they say.
Yes, that's what they're saying. I think it's similar numbers, but it is a little higher. So what does that say if we're life so bad or our society? You talk about no future society. You talk about no future
yeah,
society.
Yeah, drugs are no future. Do not get in drugs. There's no future in it except destruction.
Immorality, really, is what it... Because you... Anyway, we're not going to have a lecture on that. But,
yeah.
But this is indicative of what's going on here.
Well, I heard it's so cheap now that... you know, everybody's getting in. It's, you know, you want to get high, just go get some drugs. So $3, you can get, you know, high for the night or something.
Well, marijuana is getting illegal in so many states.
Yeah.
And
no, I was talking about heroin and the other stuff. It's so cheap now.
Well, of course, they're flooding it. Of course,
yeah.
Somebody, CIA, the drug.
Mm-hmm.
I say they. See, I said they.
You did.
I try not to do that, but it's easy.
Well, it's hard.
Somebody is
right.
flooding the market. You know, we know who the biggest crack dealer in L.A. in 1990. I'm going to talk about that with Reverend Short.
Yeah.
In the 90s was. It was CIA.
We saw that movie.
Well, it was a great movie.
That was a great movie.
Kill the Messenger.
Kill the Messenger.
You
want to
see a good movie about that?
Wow.
Kill the Messenger. Really good movie.
Yeah.
You want to see what the media / the system can do to somebody? Watch that movie.
Yeah, when you upset somebody in power... Boy, they turn on a dime.
ISIS is poised for a, quote, devastating comeback with the help of secret billions in sleeper cells. Oh, could that have anything to do with that truckload of money Obama sent over?
Yeah. Pallets.
Pallets of money. Not truckloads. Yeah. Sorry.
Pallets.
Excuse me. Not only if it was just a truckload.
Yeah.
It was pallets on a big plane.
I think two planes had to bring it over. It was so many. Man.
My goodness. So, U.S.-based think tank, the Institute for the Study of War, published a report suggesting the caliphate is alive and well. Who didn't know this? And set to reemerge imminently with deadly consequences. And this is throughout the world. Throughout America.
Yeah, they got sleeper cells all around the world, I've heard.
It's going to take fortitude and courage to deal with what we got coming on here in the future. And surety and adherence to morality. And,
yes.
and we will get through it with those
we
things.
We will, yeah.
And
yeah.
everything else is going to get
help
shaken.
God. With God on our side.
Right, and we need to pray. you know.
Oh, yeah, we got to pray tonight at 9 o'clock. Yes.
Oh, everybody, 9 o'clock, pray to end this deep state control.
That's right. All around the world, people are praying.
The secret societies who are basically trying to bring a Luciferian world.
Mm-hmm.
Let's end their influence.
That's
and to
right.
get people's hearts back to morality.
You know, everybody on the same page, we can do this.
Well, everybody wants morality, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so sickening
to listen to the news. How criminal everybody is.
And that doesn't
mean nothing happens to them.
And that doesn't mean everybody's got to go to church on Sunday in
no.
the Christian church. That's not what I said. Please don't. Morality. Now, you know, take that for whatever you want, but
treat everybody like you want to be treated.
The golden rule. Quote unquote.
Yeah.
General Christian morality is what is needed.
Yes.
And you can, if that offends you, whatever. Then it offends you. But
right.
that's what's needed. Man who bravely fought off Islamic terrorists is put on a terror watch list by the UK. Did you see
this
story?
I saw that. These people are insane.
The Lion of London Bridge is who he's called. And this happened, I can't remember how long ago, but there was some Islamic terrorist attack where I think 8 people they killed and hurt 38 or 40 or something like that. Well, the one guy, there's video of him basically fighting them all off, and he got cut, and he had 8. I mean, he was messed up bad,
yeah.
but he lived, and he helped fight them off. So now the UK government, British government, so to reward Roy Larner is his name, to reward him.
Yeah.
They put him on a terror watch list because they're afraid he may turn into a right-wing extremist because of his...
When's Nigel Farage taking power?
I don't know. We can't even get a Brexit over there. So.
Yeah, I know.
So, you're asking the wrong person.
Trump is our hope over here. Farage is their hope over there.
Well, I think these men are symbol. They're not our hope. They're they're a symbol of a rising in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Certain parts of Trump are a symbol of a rising.
Yes.
Now, what he does, what he doesn't do, those are two. All these are two different things. These are. It's definitely not status quo.
Correct.
It's definitely not status
quo. He's done lots and lots of good things.
More.
Does he need more and more to do more and more? Absolutely.
Iran tells the United States to get rid of its chemical weapons stock, probably because they're afraid that it'll be like Syria and there'll be a sudden attack. Oh, Iran just did a chemical weapons attack.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More on the other side, thepowerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy, and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio superfood. I've taken bio superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour at the Power Mall this week. Specials on REM Sleep, REM Sleep, Matthew Pfeiffer's formula. Free shipping on all of it, and also any order over $50. It's the 4th of July is this week. It's, this is special. These are special days. William Federer's going to be here tomorrow, which I'm just ecstatic about. And, he's one of the foremost historians on, you know, what really happened and information on that. So the book Forever 1776 that I wrote, my uncle Kevin helped me with it. There, any order over $50, it's free.
That's so, a good book.
You know, I've went back and read it several times, you know, for interviews or
yeah,
what have
here.
You. And, you know, there's obviously things that, you know, I'm the type of person, it's like I couldn't even listen to myself on the radio for forever. You know, because you're just like, oh my gosh, I sound like this, and you
yeah.
know. So going back and reading my writing, it's just kind of the same thing. But I go back, you know, that's a good book.
It is a good book.
It's a good book, and it's a great book to share with people. It gets them interested.
Yep.
It gets. It's just. It's no joke. It's really a good book. So you get a free book, then we can ship it to you with your other order.
And
so
it's easy reading.
It's easy reading.
Easy
it's clear.
Reading. Yep, clear. Decisive. Lots of good information in it. Lots of good quotes.
Yes, and if you want multiple copies of the book to give away to people, it's great to give away to people to just instill patriotism. And the first chapter really hooks you in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the story about George Washington. Usually if you can get somebody to read the first chapter, they're gonna, if they're interested at all, they're gonna read
right.
the rest of the book or a good part of it. So, check that out at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. If you want multiple copies to give away, you know, just tell Jay and, you know, we can arrange something. We just want them in, I just want them in your hands. It's a great book, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen. This
makes
is a great tool.
Gift.
Yeah, you don't have to explain anything. But here, check out this
yeah.
book. Who doesn't like? Are you interested in American history? You know, some people say no, not really. Okay, well then don't give them one. So, give it. You know, do you like? Are you interested in America and the founding of our country and the basis of law and interesting things like that? Yeah, sure. Okay,
yeah,
good. Here,
exactly.
Here's a book. REM Sleep. We have other sales this whole week because of the holiday. We have 10% off. You can go online. We're not going to be open. The phone number is not going to be open the end of the week because of the holiday, but the website will still all be up, and you can get set at checkout, doing your order, and then at checkout, the discount comes. Thank you for your purchases. Thank you for your donations. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we, you know, we're here because of you. So 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Getting back to the news, is this because of Brexit? I don't know. Crimes in the UK Parliament soar by almost 50% in 2 years. You know, things like drug possession and assault and robbery or whatever. You know, part of you is like, well, crime is increasing everywhere, especially
everywhere,
in the United.
Yeah.
But the other question people are asking, are these Parliament members being targeted because of their views on Brexit?
Probably.
Probably both are set up. Probably both are true.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Probably
anybody
both are
that true. Goes against the norm is going to be targeted.
9/11 first responder Luis Alvarez, you all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't. Alvarez pointed and told Congress about all the first responders who are in need of help. I don't understand this.
I don't understand it either.
How in the world are these people not being, I mean...
Being taken care of. Especially after the government said the air quality was great. I'm sitting here watching it with my wife, you know, as it's happening. And
tell me 9/11. 9/11. Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you know, 2 days later or whatever it is, the... announcer comes on and says the government just did air quality and all is safe for the workers. And I'm going, there's no way. There's no way that that's safe. You know, I was in construction most of my life. And I said, there's no way that that's safe.
Well, even just dust.
Yeah,
even
the dust.
Not even others. Just dust from something like that.
And I think the first 24 floors were done in asbestos. And then the regulations came out after that and above the first 24 floors.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think
that's interesting.
And I'm saying there's no way that that dust is safe. The EPA coming out and saying that.
So this was before you and I got into a 6-month argument.
Yes, 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 yes. That was a good argument.
For who?
Both of us. We were passionate.
For who? Yeah, I'm talking about me trying to explain to my uncle how 9/11 was an inside job. I understand what it's like to try to wake up.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard.
Let's get back to L.A., the other coast. Bubonic plague found in L.A.
And who didn't know that?
Yeah, this is not a surprise,
no.
I don't think. California on the verge of becoming a third world state. This is shftplan.com. The city of Los Angeles is quickly descending into a cesspool of decay and disease.
Dr. Drew said that over a month ago.
To say it's a... I guess...
Whatever it is, they're suppressing how bad it is.
Well, I guess in the sense that there's this decaying, rotting poor, disease poor, and then there's, you know, L.A.'s got, some of the richest people in the country, in the world.
I don't know how they can put
in
up,
L.A.
Lee Scher came out and said something about it about a month ago.
She hasn't said much about the border since that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we do need to close these borders. Even police stations in the city are loaded with rats. And according to Town Hall, one police station was fined $5,000 over its conditions that left one officer stricken with typhoid fever. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
This isn't new information either. Typhus outbreaks were being reported back earlier this year, the beginning of the year.
That's why you got to have your colloidal silver and your oregano.
Typhus is not transmitted person to person. Flea-borne typhus can spread to people from infected fleas and their feces. Oh, gosh. This is disgusting.
Yeah, and supposedly they're not picking up a lot of that stuff on the sidewalks.
They're spraying it off.
In the sewers.
They're not spraying some bleach on it.
Nope.
At least spray some bleach on it. This is kind of...
Just a big petri dish.
This is kind of like a metaphor of kind of America, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, kind of a snapshot if you were, you know...
A blank hole.
Yeah. If you were... Well, just a great... You know, some of our biggest, brightest cities, the glamour, Hollywood capital of media propaganda in the world. Look what it's turning into all around.
Mm-hmm.
That's... It's kind of a metaphor of that whole culture. Again, no future culture. Ladies and gentlemen, the economic policies, all that, it's no future. It's a death culture.
That's right.
It's rejected all the way around. What does it have to do with your future? It means you have no future.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What it means.
Exactly. You're going to be, your house is going to be gone. You're going to be living on the street.
Man arrested for smuggling immigrants after answering a Craigslist ad. So immigrants are now putting ads in Craigslist.
Well, supposedly that's where they got that Supreme Court justice. Off of Craigslist.
Which one, Roberts?
No.
Oh, Ginsburg?
Ginsburg.
He says, just pick me up under the bridge.
Yeah.
I told you she looked 20 years younger and the mustache was gone. Oh, my God. It was in Craigslist.
Yeah, for new listeners, that's a long, complicated story. We ain't got time to go into it. We'll go into it again if you keep listening. Welcome to the Power Hour. FBI probing Antifa plot to buy guns from Mexican cartel staged an armed rebellion at the border. Antifa trying to buy guns from the Mexican cartel. Let's talk about Antifa. I know you did bring that up before the show.
Antifa, what are they trying to buy it for? They get them for free from the government, from us.
They
did not get the memo.
Maybe they said, well, we have to have arm's length transaction here. Go get them from Mexico. We'll give them to Mexico, and then you go down and get them from Mexico.
Right. Maybe the Mexicans wanted them to pay for them, you know?
Oh, my God. Antifa, they're beating up people now.
Oh, yeah. Here, new video shows Antifa crowbars attack of an elderly man in Portland.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the picture?
I said that I did.
Split his head open with a crowbar?
I did.
And the police stood around and did nothing, didn't make any arrests?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a story coming right after this. I'll tell you what that would do something is if he had a gun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't have happened. Yeah.
Well,
guy raises a crowbar to you, you shoot him dead.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, how serious is this? Put this in perspective. LiveAction.org, which is a pro-life site, which informs people about abortions, what they really are, and tries to encourage life and adoption, it got blacklisted by Pinterest and some other social media outlets as pornography. Literally, I'm not making this up. That's true. Antifa Group, the one...
got to cover their faces.
Yeah, the supposedly responsible for this beating of this elderly man and some other things. They're still up on Facebook. They're still up on Google.
Are.
They're still up on Twitter.
Yeah, they're being promoted.
They're right. They're not censored. They're promoted.
Yeah.
What does that tell you about the corporations that are doing? Again, I'm going
no
back.
No future.
I'm going back to Daniel S. No future. I'm going back. This is one of the most profound things. I mean, even going back to when Joyce was here, the interview with Dan Lesla, I did a terrible job. I kept like stuttering over myself. I was so blown away. I mean, I could have done better. Believe me. Just take what Daniel said. It was unbelievable.
Yes.
It is without a question one of the most profound interviews ever done on the Power Hour.
Anywhere.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And it is so powerful. I've had to listen to it like three times to get the
full
meaning,
yeah,
the full meaning.
Yes.
Still trying to digest and squeeze meaning out of it. But talking about this no future society, talking about what's promoted and morality and Google, you know, the first part of that interview is about Google. You want to know what this means, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
This is for real. I know you know. You know, it's one thing you believe this, you know this, but then you know it. You know, at some point you know it.
Right.
And now we're starting to know it.
Well, and plus, Antifa's still running their mouth. There's supposed to be a march in the 6th
right.
in Washington, and they're saying that they're bringing muriatic acid, filling it with
wax.
With wax and balloons.
And they're going to throw it on the people.
And we're going to throw it. You know, they want to blind people. They want to blind the Proud Boys.
Yeah, that's, and the muriatic acid, it makes, with the wax, it makes it so it stays on your skin and eats your skin.
Yeah, right. You can't get it off.
TSA PreCheck. Miranda Lambert, Mookie Betts is now promoting this at concerts. So you can go to a concert or sporting event and then sign up for TSA PreCheck. What the implications for this? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
So at ball game, and there's a lot more stories, ladies and gentlemen. We got our Joseph Myers is, I got word that he's waiting. Let me read a couple more. Dire law enforcement crisis in rural Alaska prompts emergency declaration of new funding. The announcement comes a month after William Barr, U.S. attorney, visited the state to hear concerns about lack of police in rural communities. There was a huge crime wave going on in rural Alaska. You know, there's nobody. There's nothing.
Nothing.
You know, so just there's a lot of crime and roving. Talk about morality of America. Missouri's first robotic Amazon fulfillment center to open in St. Peter's in Missouri. Well, they didn't renew that license to that abortion clinic, just so you know, in Missouri. So they have a little time to appeal, and then it's going to be gone. Missouri will be the first state in almost my whole lifetime that will not have an abortion clinic.
Yeah.
Apple moves Mac Pro production from U.S. to China. So Apple is now moving to China. Well, let's support China's system.
Yeah.
You know, that bastion of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
OPEC is going to die, Iran says. Saudi-Russian alliance could kill the oil cartel. So Russia's looking to go around the OPEC in this controlled situation. I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but it's very interesting.
We're
going to ask Joseph Meyer about that. Black vultures. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last story before I get to Joseph. Of course, thepowerhour.com, you can see the other news stories. Really good. Check them out. Some good health stories. I apologize for not getting to them. This is why, and I'm going to get on my soapbox here. This is why these institutions like the EPA, these institutions that dictate policies and tell people what to do, this is why they are unconstitutional. They are incompatible with your natural God-given rights. They are incompatible with the Declaration of Independence. They are incompatible with your inheritance and your dominion given by your Creator.
And plus, they lie all the time.
Well, they don't have to lie in this. This is so plain. Black vultures are roosting in Kentucky and eating animals alive. Okay, black vultures are much different than turkey vultures. And these black vultures are going and killing sheep, killing herds. They'll just go down. They will kill live animals, and they'll pick them clean like a razor.
How big are they?
Pretty big. Normal, you know, imagine buzzards are pretty big.
And turkey buzzards are ugly.
They are turkey vultures, yeah. Okay. The regulation is saying because these are a protected bird that the farmers cannot do anything to protect their herd. Okay. You understand? Your dominion, your inheritance, your property. And the EPA is telling you, you cannot protect your property against this protected bird. This is unconstitutional.
Right.
This is immoral. This is really disgusting.
Yep.
Disgusting, disgusting. Let's get to Joseph Meyer. Always love having him on. Of course, from Straight Money Analysis. The markets have gone crazy. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Joseph Meyer is that man you want on the wall. You want him on the wall. You need him on the wall. Joseph, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you for having me this morning. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you, Daniel.
Yes, we got about 9-10 minutes. Let's go quick.
Okay.
Try to keep all these things quick, and I'll just hit questions on you. You heard the news story that Iran thinks that a Saudi Arabian-Russian alliance will kill OPEC and change the whole oil industry. Your thoughts on that, very first, out of that.
I couldn't agree more. I think the days of OPEC are numbered. I think we're moving in a much different direction, and we're moving in that direction now quite rapidly, Daniel.
And what does that mean?
Well, I think it means higher oil prices. That's one thing it means. I don't think the Middle East is going to have anywhere near the control they've had over these oil markets for the last 50 years. I think it's an ending rather than a fresh beginning. I truly do.
And the future is a little uncertain, but higher prices are the bottom line.
I think higher prices are inevitable. The question is how much higher can they go and how quickly? I think that's the wild card. But as you know, I said in one of the recent shows we did, I didn't have a problem seeing oil work itself back to $80 a barrel, and I think we're going to see that a lot sooner than people want to believe.
Well, 80, that seems like the beginning. I mean, if any kind of bomb goes off in our, I mean, we could see real easily $200, $150 or $200 barrel oil if there's any kind of conflict. Yes?
Yes, and I think it's inevitable at some point we're going to have a problem coming out of the Middle East. Again, it's not if, it's a question of when.
The people
I've never seen that region of the world as unstable as it currently is.
You know, you talk to a lot of people in the industry, economic. What are they saying about that? Why does everybody seems to believe it's inevitable? That's a very strong word. Why do they say that?
Well, I think when you look at the radicalism coming out of the Middle East and its propensity for violence, I don't think there can be any other outcome but big problems down the road. That's for sure.
Do you think that there are sleeper cells? There's another article in a big article in the news about sleeper cells from ISIS all over the world, including especially the United States, ready to, you know, just do whatever at the drop of a hat when the time comes. Do you see that? Are economists concerned about possible attacks on our soil like that?
It's possible. We're living in a very crazy world.
Okay, let's get to the markets because we just got a little bit of time. We want to have you on for these updates. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Give your phone number really quick.
386-677-8642.
8642. So 386-677-8642. 386-677-8642. Joseph Meyer is one of the most accurate that we've ever had on. That's why we continually have him on. And he's such a great guy. I love Joseph. Just buy from the good guys. He's really a good guy. These markets have been acting crazy. Bitcoin surged to almost 14,000. Now it's back, you know, went into the tens. Now it's 11, 12. I mean, it's going wild. I don't know what it is this morning, but Bitcoin, gold shot down over the weekend. We're seeing wild fluctuations in these markets. What do you see?
Well, I see them moving inevitably higher. As I said on our last show, I think the bull market's alive and well in Bitcoin, and it's alive and well in gold and silver. I think it's only normal, Daniel, that we see some price weakness in Bitcoin and gold and silver in view of the tremendous move it had over a short period of time. But I do think both of these markets are headed higher, and I think the surprise is going to be how quickly they move up and the volatility we see as they gain ground to higher valuations. That's what I think is ahead.
The Dow, I didn't check this morning. It's somewhere over 26,000, is it not?
I think it's an ending, and I think it could have been a blow-off top this morning in the averages. As I've said in shows we've done, bull markets are born on pessimism, they grow on skepticism, they mature on optimism, and then they die on euphoria. This bull market could be in the very early stages of dying on euphoria, Daniel.
Okay,
take money off the table, move to the sidelines.
That's very interesting. You talk about, you know, stock market bull the bull market for stocks coming to an end. And gold, silver, Bitcoin, other cryptocurrencies, Litecoin, Ethereum,
yes.
That's really coming into a bull market. Where are those things, gold, silver, and cryptocurrencies, where are they in this bull market spectrum you just said?
Well, I think we're in the very early stages of both Bitcoin and gold and silver going substantially higher. I think the bull market, certainly in the cryptocurrencies, will last another several years. I think in gold and silver, we're looking at the bull market lasting anywhere from 3 to 5 more years. But I'll say it again, the greatest gains in cryptocurrency and gold and silver are not behind us. They're still in front of us, Daniel, but few people realize that fact.
This is a big turn from, you know, when I talked to you, six, 8 months ago, you were very negative on cryptos. Was there one specific thing that made you turn? Was there one, reading the tea leaves, so to speak? What made you turn on this and feel completely 100% opposite?
Well, I think the world is changing and changing very rapidly as we speak. The sand is shifting under our feet and shifting very rapidly. And there's no question, and I'll say it again, that Bitcoin and gold and silver are going to march to higher highs in unison. Bitcoin is the way to the future when we talk about transactions and we talk about digital currencies. Gold and silver are a storage of wealth and a hedge against inflation. It's a perfect marriage, Daniel. I don't know how people can't see it.
Well, I think they are seeing it. That's why it's moving up. I think that they are. You know, you mentioned it builds or grows on skepticism. I don't remember your exact line, but bull markets grow or born on skepticism. We're seeing a lot of skepticism on TV, especially about cryptocurrencies and they're poo-pooing these things and gold and silver also. Every time I hear that, I think of you and your description of bull markets. I'm like, yeah, this is par for the course. We're right at the beginning because I hear this moron on TV telling me how stupid gold and silver and cryptocurrencies are.
You got to understand one thing about markets. The time of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy, and the time of maximum optimism is the best time to sell. I can't make it any simpler.
And therefore with stocks, because that we're kind of at that euphoria point with stocks, that makes sense.
Yes.
Quickly, is it possible, you know, Fed's lower rates, a couple things go right, that the stock market just, despite every common sense thing, it continues to shoot up?
Well, again, I think we're coming to the end of the business cycle. It's been a tremendous bull market. It's been unprecedented when you look at the percentage gains we witnessed. And I think it's going to go down in history as one of the greatest bull markets ever. Having said that, 48% of all Americans, and we talked about this in a previous show, are not in the stock market. So half of all Americans are not participating in or have participated in what these markets have done over the last decade. That's a fact that needs to be stated and understood.
All right, let me ask you point blank.
The gains in the market have been very narrow. They haven't benefited the majority of the population.
So it's more corporate benefits. Let me ask you pointed. If the Fed drops the rate a point, is the stock market going to continue to push forward?
I think it's already been discounted in the prices we're currently seeing. But if the Fed doesn't move on rates, I think this market could sell off and sell off very heavily, Daniel.
Okay, you got about a minute or so. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, your newsletter. Your newsletter is simple, it's to the point, and it's got affirmative action items in it. You got about 10 seconds left. What do we need to know that we don't know?
I write about the things mainstream media doesn't want you to know about or take advantage of. That's what makes this newsletter so valuable and unique. People should take advantage of the insight and wisdom I put in every issue of this newsletter, Daniel. They truly should.
Absolutely. God bless you, Joseph. We'll see you soon, my friend.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivore Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com.